You know, we set aside one day out of the year and call it Thanksgiving, where we take the time, hopefully, to pause in our busy lives, our busy schedules, our busy days, our in the midst and amongst all of our blessings, to take time to say thank you for what we have. Amen? It's not about just one day. It's about having a thankful heart in all things. I mean, Thessalonians says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, that scripture doesn't say for everything. It says in everything. That is the key word to me in that scripture, is in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now we know we got to have an attitude of gratitude. Amen. You got to have an attitude of gratitude in the midst of every situation. Because I don't care where you're at or what you're going through. If you can find something, if you can find a place of thankfulness in the midst of that, if you can find a place of gratitude in the midst of that, if you can be thankful for something in the midst of that, how many know it'll bring you out of that? Yes, hallelujah. One of the best things you can do for, you know, if you're in a woe is me kind of place, if you're a, you know, gloom, despair, and agony on me, deep, dark depression, excessive misery, if it weren't for bad luck, you know the song, we'd have no luck at all. Hallelujah. Going down the garden, eat worms. Nobody likes me, everybody hates me, going down the garden, eat worms. I know none of you all have ever been there before, but if you ever get there in one of those places, how many know sometimes the best way to come out of that is to find somebody who's in worse shape than you are, and all of a sudden you find out it ain't as bad as it seems. It's not as bad as it could be. I hear people say a lot of times, oh, this is as bad as it gets. No, it's not. Evidently, you're still alive to be able to make that phrase. This is as bad as it gets. So it isn't as bad as it could get. Amen? So I'm so thankful this morning for the many blessings of God in my life. I'm thankful for where He has brought us to. I'm thankful for my family, my kids, my grandkids. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for this church, the opportunity to pastor such a great group of folks. I'm thankful for the community I live in, the nation that I live in. You can complain about it if you want to, and it's not all good, but it's not all bad. And let me tell you, there are people all over the world today that would love to be sitting where you are and to have what you have. So I can't help but praise Him today. I can't help but give Him thanks today. And that's really what's on my heart today. And that may be a simple message to you, but if we ever come to the place where we take for granted the blessings of the Lord, we miss out on so much. The blessings of the Lord, Sister Wilda started to quote it, maketh a man rich and addeth no sorrow. See, there's a whole lot of people sitting in a whole lot more fancier places than you sit today that are rich but have sorrow, that do not have the joy of the Lord, that do not have peace in their heart. And I wouldn't trade you any amount of money for the sorrow and pain that functions in some of those places. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm thankful for joy in my heart today. Joy is not connected to circumstances. Happiness is connected to your happenings. But joy, the scripture says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy is something divine, something that comes from something not necessarily external, but something internal inside you, a heart of rejoicing that comes. Paul said, I know how to abound and I know how to abase, but I've learned in all things, hallelujah, to give thanks unto God. I've learned how to function in the abound or in the abased. Hallelujah. But I'll give praise and thanks unto God for where I am and what He has given me. Amen. This morning. And so I'm so very thankful. So very thankful. Hallelujah for what God is doing in and amongst his people and for everything and for my life, for what God has blessed me in my life. Amen? Hallelujah. And I think sometimes, you know, I taught the other Sunday a little bit about our testimony. I mean, oh, your testimony is your greatest witness. The power of God to change your life is the real deal. It's the real deal. Hallelujah. The power of God working and moving in your life, that's the real deal. What God is doing in you weekly and daily and where he's brought you to in this time and this season in your life, that's powerful. Amen? And sometimes I think we fall short of giving him the glory that we need. Yep. Hallelujah. We used to have what they called popcorn testimonies. Anybody know what that is? As soon as somebody sits down, somebody else pops up. Hallelujah. And I can remember as a little girl standing up on the seat to testify so I could be seen and be big enough so I could raise my hand enough so I could testify in church. Hallelujah. And sometimes I think we fall short of giving him the praise and honor that's due him. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I really just this weekend have just been pondering the blessings of God. You know, as I said, our testimony is powerful. It's a powerful tool. It's a powerful witness of the grace and mercy of God in our life. And not just your testimony, you know, how God saved you, and that's powerful, but what he does for you even on a daily basis. Amen? I mean, when Peter went down to the house of Cornelius, and God was doing something in Peter, that was about the time he had the dream, and he said, Peter, rise, kill, and eat. And he said, oh, no, Lord, not this good little Jewish boy. I've never tasted of anything that's common or unclean. And God spoke to Peter. He said, don't you call anything common or unclean that I have called clean. Hallelujah. And sometimes I think we're guilty of sometimes calling some things common and unclean that we need to look at through the blood and understand that God's already called some things clean. Hallelujah. Through the blood. And what happens when he goes down to the house of Cornelius is he goes into them, into this Gentile home, and they said, we just want you to tell us what is going on in Jerusalem. Tell us what has been going on in your life, Peter. Tell us about what we've been hearing about. Hallelujah. And said, Peter just began to tell them all things concerning Christ and what had been happening. What a testimony, what a story it must have been for Peter to start at the point of being on his humble fishing boat when a man called Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And Peter had no idea the ride he was in for, but he was in for the ride of his life. And when he obeyed that command and said, I'll follow you, Lord, wherever you go. He had some good times. He had some bad times. He had some high places and some low places. But how many know on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost fell? There's something about the Holy Ghost that does transformation in your life. There's something about the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that gives you boldness. Where before when you would have denied something, now you're going to stand up with Holy Ghost boldness and say, men and brethren, we're not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's the middle of the afternoon, but I want to tell you that this is that was prophesied of the prophet Joel, that I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. Hallelujah. And he began to preach a message of salvation. Hallelujah. And they said, what must we do? And he said, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. And 3,000 souls were added to the kingdom on the day of Pentecost. How many know that's not the guy who stood by the fire when Jesus was being falsely accused and went away sorrowful? That was a man filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes. Hallelujah. And so he goes down to the house of Cornelius. How many know he's having a whole new mind change, whole new mindset, whole new way of thinking? Everybody had to go through some transition in your way of thinking. Yeah. Hallelujah. Still going through some transition in my way of thinking. And they said, just tell us what's going on. Hallelujah. And I don't know how far back Peter went, but he began to tell them about what he saw and what happened and what he experienced through the person of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, the infilling of the power of the Holy Spirit. And the scripture says, as he began to give his testimony, as he began to say to them what he experienced, hallelujah, it said the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles. Can you imagine that? That the Holy Ghost could supersede race. They could supersede barriers. that it could overcome mindsets. That it didn't have to be under a formula or in a bulletin. But when somebody just decided to preach Jesus and decided to preach the gospel, that the Holy Ghost got an open door to come in, and the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles. And when the Holy Ghost fell, they were saved, baptized. They were saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and then baptized. Yeah. Hallelujah. And revival breaks out in the house of Cornelia because somebody just shared Jesus. Hallelujah. And when he goes back to the Jewish council says, what in the world are you doing down at the house of Cornelius with the Gentiles? And what is this we hear that the Gentiles are getting the Holy Ghost? And Peter in a nutshell says, I don't know what to tell you. All I know is I preached Christ and the Holy Ghost fell. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. So I'm adopting some new ways of thinking. I'm just going to preach Christ. And I'm just going to let the Holy Ghost do what the Holy Ghost does best. Hallelujah. How many know the Holy Ghost can do more in a moment than we can do in all of our works and our frustration and all of our talking? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost moves and things get done. Amen. Lives get changed. People get set free. Hallelujah. In the Gentile house. Hallelujah. God's in the business of changing people's lives. Through the message of the power of the cross. You know, when we sometimes, I think, we fall short and we fail in saying, you know, this grace message. How many know it's not a new message? It's a message. The scripture says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There's always been a measure of grace. We're just coming to a new understanding, a new awareness of how big that grace really is. Hallelujah. I'm more reminded more every day of how big and how unearned and how unmerited that grace is in my life. Hallelujah. But for the grace of God, I am what I am. And I'm thankful for the grace and the power of God in my life to bring change, in families and people's homes. Hallelujah. Because of the miraculous power of the blood of Jesus. We sang about it this morning. Oh, the blood of Jesus washes me. Oh, the blood of Jesus that cleanses me, sets me free. That same blood gave me the power to be saved and the power to be healed. Hallelujah. Mind, soul, body, and spirit. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the ever moving power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So is there anybody in here this morning that just wants to give God some thanks this morning, that just wants to give him some praise? Let's just take a moment today and just pause and give God praise for something in this house. Is there anybody that has something they want to thank God for this morning?
No, I'll take it. But you know, the words that you're saying this morning is what I've been thinking about all week. And I was sitting out in the woods yesterday and just sitting there about, you know, getting together, and it's Thanksgiving and time that we all give thanks for, you know, the sacrifices and the things that's come our way and the bounties. And we do that a lot of times once a year. But, you know, I sat there in the morning, you kept thinking about it, and then you sang a song, and, you know, I couldn't help but touch things and where we've been. So, you know, I just want to make sure with the rest of every day that I have, you know, whatever that is, whatever God's willing to give me, that I thank him every day for the sacrifice that he made, because that was the ultimate Thanksgiving. And no matter if we don't have anything, we always have our family and we have Christ on our side. So I just want to thank God for that.
Called Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me. I've got a roof up above me and shoes on my feet. And, you know, we take for granted sometimes the small things in our life that God has provided for us. And, you know, I was thinking this past week about the blessings of God in my life. And I never thought in my 75 years that I would be where I am today, you know, except for the pain in my body. I'm otherwise healthy, you know. I said, for the first time, I don't have a boss. I can go where I want to, do what I want to, stay as long as I want to, and spend as much money as I want to. And I can't get out of the house. But I'm thankful for the blessings of God in my life. I'm thankful for how he has kept us over the years. You know, I was thinking about the grandchildren, you know, the new baby, and the words that Jeremy spoke over her, and how far God has brought them, how far God has brought us. When we thought we were nobody and everybody else thought the same thing, but God had a bigger plan and a better plan. And thank God for the Holy Ghost that knows what he's doing, even when we don't. If we just have sense enough to walk after what is in our heart to do and what God puts in our heart to do. And it's not always big things. It's the little steps that get us to the big steps. And I just thank God for what he's done in my life and in my family, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. When I look and see him in the church, four generations, how it blesses me that what God has done, how faithful he's been over the years, how, you know, when you can come from nothing and God can make you be something. And only God can do that. And I just love the Lord. I just praise him because of the peace that passes understanding that he's put in my heart. And I love him today.
I want to praise and thank God today for the years he's put up on my life. Not just put up on my life, but what he has done through my life, taking care of my children. I ain't the best cook in the world, but I'm doing what God wanted me to do. That's the thing about it, you know. And I was thinking, you know, as we go out and testify and this and that about Christ. I stood up on the street one day, and a friend of mine I hadn't saw in about 3 years. And I was talking to an alcoholic about Jesus. And my friend come walking up the street. So when I got done talking to the alcoholic about Jesus, I just talked to my buddy, too, about Jesus. So then again, I didn't see him for all 3 or 4 years. And so I heard that he'd moved back in town. And so I went down to see him, and I knocked on the door, and he come to the door. And he said, "John," he said, "you're just the fellow I want to see." I said, "What can I do for you, buddy?" He said, "Do you remember the day that you stood up on the street and you talked to me about Jesus?" I said, "Yes, I remember." He said, "Well, I want you to know," he said, "that me and my wife got saved." She said that, he said, he called up on the name of the Lord. He said, "If they are, Lord, if they are, Lord," he said that, he said, he said, "Call it up on the name of the Lord," and he told the Lord, he said, "If you can save a fellow like that, surely you can do something for me." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My early days, I was pretty wild. Pretty wild. But Jesus got a hold of my life. Now he won't let me go. Now, I've come into a rest in him. I don't have to have the do's and the don'ts and this and that and the other. All I got to do is just have love for him. And that's all I need.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God. Hallelujah. He's a testimony of the power of God. And he's walked in places that some of us will never walk, and he's done it. Hallelujah. With strength and integrity, and is a man of God. And I honor him for that. Amen. Hallelujah. I honor him for that. Anybody else want to give thanks this morning?
I just want to give thanks to God for his tremendous love he has toward us. I always think of that song, "Could We the Ocean Fill?" Fill the ocean and the skies of parchment made, where every stalk on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade. To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. And that's true. He just loves us that much, and I just really appreciate his love.
I'm so thankful for God's faithfulness. I've lived in a year of beyond what I could have imagined. And I know that it's because of his faithfulness, not because of me, not because I deserve it, not because of anything I've done, but all because of him. And to be home after 27 years and to have my boys at home, I know there's nothing that God can't do. There's nothing that God can't do. He's done exceedingly abundantly all I could ask or think. And I'm just so very thankful. He is so faithful.
I just want to thank God for everything he's done in my life. From the time I was a little kid, I knew God. But, you know, I lost my father at 5, and it's like I remember crying out to God and singing to God, taking him as my father, and getting saved as a kid. But, you know, none of those things can ever be erased from you. They can never be taken away from you. And even though you don't see my children in church, I know God's in their life. Because when you talk to them, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything you instilled in them is there. And I thank God for that. I thank God that Sterling's a really man of God. He doesn't say a whole lot, but when he does, he speaks things that God's putting in his heart. And I just thank God for what we have. I thank God for this nation. Even though things seem to be crumbling around us at times, God is still there. He's here in our lives and in our nation. And all you need to do is keep him in your heart. And as long as you have him in your heart, then he's in your nation. Because we are a part of the nation. So you got to be strong for those that don't have Christ in their life and try to bring that into their life too. But I thank God for everyone that God has placed in my life, because each one of you have a tender spot in my life. And I just thank God for all the love that he has allowed me to see through all of you. I thank God for that.
I'm thankful for opportunity that he gives us. I wonder sometimes, I feel like Peter, you know, does my speech betray me? Not in a bad way. But I wonder if people know when they look at me. And in the last week, I've had 2 different people come to me and ask me or say, I'm wondering about God, or I have some things on my heart, and you're the person I wanted to talk to. And so, to me, that's confirmation that, yeah, it does betray me. And I used to not be so okay with it. But the older I get, the more I realize that is who I am. And it's okay that people know that about me. And I'm glad that I can be someone that people look up to or look to for answers. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Have something you want to share or be thankful for?
I was thanking the good Lord this morning for the things, different things in our lives, thanking him for my family and my grandchildren and our home and for our income that he helps us with, that's for sure. And I thank him for the things that he has done in our family and the things that he has done and he is doing and he's going to do, because I know some of our kids aren't in church, but I know they're going to be back one day. And I definitely know that. And I know that I have to keep following the good Lord too and keep the faith. And I thank him for all things.
Anybody else? Anybody else have anything you want to share that you're thankful for? Before I get all the way to the front.
Behind the scenes, when we don't even think about it, you know, our steps are ordered to the Lord. He watches over us. He keeps us safe. He blesses us. It's like a, I don't know, for lack of a better word, it's like a mechanism in the background that just keeps running your life, you know, and just keeps things moving along and blessing you and keeping you and keeping all those that you love. And, you know, I'm just thankful for his grace, his mercy. You know, we've had a good year this year, too, and thankful for his blessings and just thankful to be a part, you know, the body of Christ that it works for us, you know, and just thankful to know that it works for us and that he's there and that we're blessed. You know, we're blessed people. We walk blessed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think I'd be remiss if I didn't say anything. I'm very thankful for the blessing of the family that God has blessed me with. Not just my wife and kids, but you know, of course my grandchildren, but my family, you know, this family, this house. And you know, you go through times in life, you have your ups, you have your downs, and it's those folks that stick with you through the ups and downs that you realize that you can be thankful that you have friends and family like that. And this house has always been such a blessing to me. And you know, there have been times in my life when, you know, I wasn't sure what direction I was going to go. But this house has always been here. This word that comes forth out of this place has been there. And I'm thankful for all those things. And most of all, I'm thankful for his faithfulness to us. His faithfulness. Because you can be in positions where you think, where is he at? Where is he at? But he's faithful. I can guarantee you, I sang that song, you know, I was young and now I'm older. And I've never, and I've looked in my mind and in my history and in my surroundings, I've never seen the righteous. Never seen them forsaken. Never seen them begging bread. He will meet your need. God, what a good God. I'm thankful for him this morning. Because without him, there is no life without him. And that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for a lot.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Go ahead and bring up Philippians 4 for me, Carlin. And I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures this morning. Thank you for sharing your heart. I think it's good to hear from different ones and hear of God's goodness in their life, our testimony, the power of God in our life. And I think probably we could be here all day just telling time after time when God came through and did the miraculous, and when God moved on our behalf, and when God made things work out and provided jobs and did healings, and you know, all the different times in our life. I can think back over our life and just think about times that I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that God moved on our behalf. Hallelujah. And opened doors that were not there, and opened doors that no man could open, and closed doors that no man could close. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful for that. In Philippians 4 through 23, I'm going to read it in the Amplified. Hallelujah. Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in Him. That's good, isn't it? Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see that the Master's about to arrive. He should show up any minute. Don't fret or worry. That's a big one, isn't it? Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Instead of worrying, pray. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Can we say amen to that? It's wonderful what happens when God displaces worry. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things. King James says, think on these things. You'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into His most excellent harmonies. I'm glad in God, far happier than you would ever guess. Happy that you're again showing such strong concern for me. Not that you ever quit praying and thinking about me. You just had no chance to show it. Actually, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally. I've learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much as with little. I found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. I don't mean that your help didn't mean a lot to me. It did. It was a beautiful thing that you came alongside me in my troubles. You Philippians well know, and you can be sure, I'll never forget it, that when I first left Macedonia province, venturing out with the message, not one church helped out in the give and take of this work except you. You were the only ones. How many of you know your giving matters? Your ministry of helps matters. Your blessing someone else in need matters. Hallelujah. Even while I was in Thessalonica, you helped out, and not only once, but twice. Not that I'm looking for handouts, but I do want you to experience the blessing that issues from generosity. How many know there are blessings that issue from generosity? Yes. Hallelujah. Out of a generous heart of giving, whatever it might be, to the neighbor in need, to the offering, to the tithes, to the storehouse, to the, you know, the needs in the holiday times, whatever it is, he said, I'm not looking for handouts, but I do want you to experience the blessing that issues from generosity. Those blessings are not always monetary blessings. Sometimes they're just the blessing from seeing somebody else blessed. How many are excited and rejoice when you see somebody else that's blessed? Amen. Hallelujah. And now I have it all. and keep getting more. The gifts you sent from Ephroditus were more than enough, like a sweet-smelling sacrifice roasting on the altar, filling the air with fragrance, pleasing God no end. You can be sure that God will take care of everything you need, His generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus. Our God and Father abounds in glory that just pours out into eternity. Yes. Give our regards to every Christian you meet. Our friends here say hello. All the Christians here, especially believers who work in the palace of Caesar, want to be remembered to you. Receive and experience the amazing grace of the Master Jesus Christ deep, deep within yourselves. Hallelujah. And we know he speaks to them in Philippians about a grateful heart. A mindset, as I said in the beginning, an attitude of gratitude. He said, think on these things. King James says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things would be of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, and all of those things that are in there, think on these things. Was it Winnie the Pooh or one of them said, oh, the things I think? No, it was Dr. Seuss, wasn't it? Oh, the things I think. Hallelujah. How many know when you're thinking on good things, you can have your mind in two places at the same time? So if you're thinking on whatever is good, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are true, if there be any virtue in any place, let your mind be in thinking on those things. The scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And so as our mind is filled with his goodness, as our mind is filled with his blessings, when our mind is filled with gratefulness, hallelujah. You can't be ungrateful and grateful at the same time. You got to choose which one you want to be. Amen. You got to choose to have an attitude of gratitude. You got to choose to want to speak blessings and not cursings. You got to have an attitude that wants to speak life and not death. That speaks healing and not sickness. That speaks prosperity and not brokenness. Amen? Hallelujah. Instead of looking at the glass half empty, we need to look at the glass half full. Be thankful for what's there. Amen? In our lives. If we're not careful, we can get caught up in a trap of thinking that more is better. How many know more is not always better? And sometimes it's our very blessings that so overwhelm us that we complain about the things that we're so blessed with. Amen? Hallelujah. And so having a mindset, having an attitude that is one of gratefulness. Can you bring up 1 Thessalonians 5:12-28, Carlin, for me? You can either do that, King James or Message, whichever one you have. It says, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. He's thanking for those who have served in the ministry, in the work of the ministry. You know, and I want to say this morning, I'm very thankful for everyone who ministers in this house in every capacity. And sometimes those who, I'm saying this thankfulness too, is downstairs ministering as we're here. But I'm thankful for the Sunday school teachers that pour into the heart of our kids every Sunday. I'm thankful for those who minister behind the scenes. I'm thankful for those who fill in when we can't be here. I'm thankful for those who minister in the kitchen and for those who minister in the storehouse and those who minister over the maintenance of the cleaning of the house and those who minister, you know, in children, in our youth and the dance and you know, in finances and in, you know, every outreach that goes out of this house. I am so thankful for those God has placed in this house, who have placed a heart that's connected to this house and for the giving that they give. Amen? It's most of the time those behind the scenes that keep everything running and functional so that we can just come in and experience God here. And so he's thanking them here, and he said, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. And that's the verse that I quoted earlier. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I remember back, my dad taught me this a very long time ago, and my mom. And I remember back in the day, actually, and I believe that they were here working on the church when this happened, and my mom and my mother-in-law were in an accident pulling out onto 522. And it wasn't of their fault, but, you know, there was something that happened. And when they got back, my dad said, well, did you say thank you, Jesus? And my mother-in-law said, well, no. He said, well, you know, the scripture says in everything give thanks, not for everything. I mean, no, we're not saying thank you that we were in an accident. We're saying thank you, I'm still alive and I was in an accident. Hallelujah. Thank you, because it could have been a whole lot of worse than what it was. And so we've got to learn the principle that no matter what you see going on around you, if you can have a thankful heart and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. We can be thankful because we know we have received the greatest gift of all, the gift of His life in us. And somebody said it earlier, I believe it was Joe, and said, if we didn't have nothing else, Joe, but Christ, it would be enough. That He could sustain us in the midst of every circumstance and every situation. And, you know, even when we suffer things in the natural, and I say this often, and, you know, even when we suffer things physically and emotionally and through death and things that happen in our life, thank God for the presence of God that is with us in the midst of everything that we walk through. Amen. It may be hard times, and we're not thankful. We're never thankful for loss or death or sickness when it comes. We're not thankful for those things, but I am thankful that we have opportunity to go to doctors. I'm thankful that we have opportunity to, you know, to have medicines that even that can help us to feel better, even when we have to walk through some things. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's a whole lot of people that would just like to have a warm, comfortable bed sometimes to lay in when they're sick. Hallelujah. And so we're such a blessed people. So I don't thank God for sickness, but I thank God for the stripes that I were healed by on the cross of Calvary, that even when I am experiencing the symptoms of sickness in my body, I understand that by His stripes, we were healed at Calvary. And we were healed in a whole lot of ways at Calvary. And the greatest way that we were healed is we were saved. We were saved by His power and by His grace. You know, there were 10 lepers that came to Jesus, and they cried out and said, Master, have mercy on us. And the scripture said, Jesus said to them, go show yourself to the priest. Hallelujah. And said, and as they went, they were made whole of their leprosy. See, sometimes we got to walk in some things that we may not see the evidence of it right now, but as we begin to walk in that and in response to His word in our going, we are made every whit whole. How many know if those 10 lepers would have just stood there and said, show the priest what? They might not have ever got past that point. But He said, I want you to go and show yourself to the priest. And out of obedience, not seeing the miracle, they walked in that thing and they went towards Jesus. And as they were in obedience, walking out what Jesus had just commanded them, in the walking of it, they realized, one realized, hey, I have been made every whit whole. I am without spot. My leprosy is gone. Hallelujah, through obedience to walk out what God had commanded them. I mean, no, sometimes you don't always have to see it to believe it. You don't always have to see it to walk in it. And you don't always have to see it to experience it. But if you'll walk in what God has commanded you, you will see the fruit and the evidence of what He's proclaimed over your life. And so in the walking and going to the priest, because the priest had to pronounce them whole and clean and without spots before they could enter back into the community that they were sent out of. Hallelujah. And I thought as I was studying these scriptures and look over in this last night, thank God for a priesthood that is raising up, that is pronouncing people clean and whole and spotless, and are not ever holding their spots against them and holding their past against them or holding their sins against them. Because the scripture says, as far as the east is from the west, I will remember your sins no more. So thank God for a priesthood that says, you have been made whole. You have been made righteous. You have been healed at the cross. You have been reintroduced back into the community of believers. You go your way in peace because you have been made whole. Hallelujah. I believe there has to be a priesthood that stands up and says, I'm not holding your spots against you, because Jesus doesn't hold your spots against you. How many know if it's under the blood, it's under the blood? Hallelujah. And so I'm thankful for that. And in that process of things, there was one who realized, my life has just been restored. My health has been restored. My family has been restored. Everything that I lost through leprosy has been restored. And he turned around and went back and he gave thanks and said, thank you for telling me. Thank you for healing my leprosy. Thank you for making me whole. And the scripture says, and he was a Samaritan. Another translation says, and he was an alien. Hallelujah. He wasn't part of the Jewish community. He was an outcast already. He knew what it meant to be an outcast, to be considered dogs, to be considered unclean by the Jewish people of that day. But he dared cry out to Jesus and said, Son of David, if you would have mercy on me, I could be made every whit whole. I know I have nothing in myself, but I know in you is all righteousness and all healing and all life. If you would just speak the word, I could be made whole. And he spoke the word and he acted in faith till the word was spoken. And when he acted, he found out in the journey he truly had been made every whit whole. Can you say in here this morning, in my journey, I found out I'm more healed than I thought I was. I found out I'm more whole than I thought I was. I found out my spots have been removed. I found out I've been healed by the one who sent me. Hallelujah. I found out I'm walking in wholeness and healing because I obeyed and I received the word that the master said. And because of that, I'm walking in holiness and healing today. Hallelujah. You got to respond to his voice. You got to know his voice when you hear it. And when you respond, you find out in the walking out of things, you find out I'm more whole than I ever knew I was. I'm in better shape than anybody ever told me. Hallelujah. He loves me more than I ever knew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves me more than I ever knew. And the man came back and he began to give thanks to him. And he fell down and he said, as he was giving thanks, Jesus said to him, where are the nine? Weren't there 10 that were made whole? Where are the nine? Hallelujah. And I pray to God that we never come in the company of the nine, that we're so caught up in the blessings of what we receive that we stop and forget and fail to turn around and say, thank you, Jesus. As we have come here today to do is to come back and say, thank you, Jesus. Because the greatest thing you ever did for me was save my soul. It wasn't the finances you brought my way when my bills were late. It wasn't the healing necessarily in my body. It wasn't necessarily position that you gave me. The greatest deliverance you ever gave me was the day when I said, Jesus, come into my heart, and you did, and you saved me, and you made me a new creature in Christ Jesus, and you caused all things to pass, old things to pass away, and you caused all things to become new. That was the greatest healing. You healed my leprosy. You healed my spots. You healed everything that made me unclean so that I could come boldly before the throne of God and receive grace and mercy. That's the greatest healing I've ever experienced in my life. And I come today, Jesus, I come to say thank you. I come today, Lord, to say thank you for everything you ever give me. And I refuse to be one of the nine who goes my way and allows my blessings to silence my voice. Hallelujah. Never allow your blessings to silence your voice from coming to the house of God and say, thank you, God, that I am what I am through the grace of God. Thank you for saving my life. Thank you for saving my family. Hallelujah. If he would never do another thing for us, and I know he will, he's brought us to where we are today. Hallelujah. And gave us life, and not just life, he gave it to us more abundantly, that we can have an over and abundance of the joy and the mercy of God in our life, and that working mechanism in our life that works, Andy, even when we don't know he's working. Hallelujah. The things in hindsight, I look back and say, thank you, Jesus, that you had me covered. Thank you, Jesus, that you were watching out for me. Thank you, Jesus, that you went ahead of me and you prepared my steps and you prepared my way. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. Thank God that he orders my steps and he leads me in the paths of righteousness. He leads me in the right path. And for his name's sake, hallelujah. And we give all glory and honor to him today for that. Give me Psalms 104, and I'm closing with this scripture. Hallelujah. A joyful heart is a good medicine. The scripture says, a joyful heart is a good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones, or drieth the bones. I mean, when you have a broken spirit, you feel like you're all dried up. But a joyful heart, it's good medicine. Hallelujah. Laughter. Laughter is a good medicine. Hallelujah. It's restorative. Hallelujah. It's healing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. How many know in the Old Testament they had to bring a sacrifice of thanksgiving from time to time? They had to bring a blood sacrifice of thanksgiving into the to even be able to enter into the court of the tabernacle. But once you got past the court of the tabernacle, then it was in, you could give praise unto God. Hallelujah. And how many know our worship, our thanksgiving brings us into the gates. Our praise brings us into the courts, but our worship brings us into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful this morning. I bless him today. I thank him for his goodness. I thank him for accessibility into a most holy place, that I can see a blood-sprinkled mercy seat. Hallelujah, that by his stripes I am healed. Enter with the password. Thank you. Make yourself at home talking praise. Thank him and worship him. That's that scripture out of Psalms 104. How many know thankfulness is a password? Hallelujah. Thankfulness is a password into the presence of God. Amen. Amen. His mercies are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. Amen? Yep. Hallelujah. Pastor Shirley, do you remember the words to the song, Thank You, Lord? There's blessings on me. Okay. Arlene, you want to come sing with Pastor Shirley? Huh? Well, you can move over by here because she won't come up front. All right, let's stand this morning here. I'll give you the mic, Mom, and me and Beth will try to play it for you. Well, we can start with the chorus. We don't get any farther than the chorus. We'll just sing. There's a room. Arlene, I got another cordless mic if you want it. I'll even hand deliver it to you. Sing it out if you know it. If you don't know it, make up your own words. Whatever you're thankful for, just plug it in there. That'll work.
It could be in Spanish. Yeah. It doesn't have to be English.
There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. When I lay me alone, Lord, and a fine family, and I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. I'm a good man.